and a great treat anytime we can bring this gentleman on. He's anything you would want to be as a young man growing up in any walk of life. Certainly, being a rising star on the PGA Tour, it comes with a lot of fanfare and more money, but also a white hot spotlight that as we've seen over the years, it kind of melts some people, but not the case with Tony Finau, a guy we've watched for years. He's an overnight success that's taken years to build the confidence on the tour, and he knows what I'm talking about. But now, right in the middle of the young guns on the tour, making a major statement. Tony, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us as you get ready for Jack's tournament, the Memorial.
Hey, thanks for having me on, TK. Always appreciate it.
Among the great things is you share my birthday, September 14th, a great day in America.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't have to. I always tell my friends and don't go over like 100 or 200 bucks for my gift next. You know, just make sure you keep it within reason. That won't be a problem.
That's a great rule.
Yeah, it is. And believe me, no one's ever broken that rule. I want to give you an opportunity because it's right after Memorial Day weekend, and I know how important. The veterans out there and those who have sacrificed to allow us to do the things we love to do in this great free country. I know how much it means to you. I know there's a lot of veterans in your life as well, but what has this weekend meant to you in addition to what I'm about to get to, which has made worldwide headlines?
Yeah, no, it means everything. You know, I think, I've had family in the military, and so their service has been much appreciated, but really just the service of the men, women, and around this country, that have served our country so willingly. There's really I think all of us are in debt to them. So it's a great time to sit back and reflect and remember those fallen veterans, as well as just remember people in your life that have fallen as well. So I'm grateful for this past weekend to kind of reflect on those things, but I want to give a special shout out to those men and women who continue to serve our country. We really appreciate it.
Very well said. So about 6 weeks ago, your life turned around, achieving what you wanted, but it's just the beginning. Your first tour tournament win in Puerto Rico. And then life has changed, hasn't it? I mean, you know a little bit about what Jordan Spieth is feeling like now, maybe on a different level with him, but certainly that's where you want to grow to. But how has life changed in 6 weeks? I know that sometimes it takes you away from your routine, just golf and just practice, and you win. Everybody wants a piece of you. Your agent wants to do some other things, and everybody's kind of pulling on you in a great way. And I know you. You're the nicest guy, and you want to give. But it's been an adjustment, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think a lot more people want my time and your time, slowly starts being taken away from yourself when more people want more of your time. But, it's been gratifying, really, just to be able to get that first win under my belt. You know, you can't win multiple times unless you win your first time. So it was nice to finally pop the cap, I guess, if you will, mm-hmm. on my first victory and just continue to grow from that. You know, the desire is even greater after tasting victory and I hope to continue to taste more victories moving forward. But all I can do is try each day to try and get better and continue to improve. And then hopefully, come Sundays, I can be in contention and maybe taste some more victories. But it's been a crazy 6 weeks already. But it's part of the territory and
right.
But one that I'm willing to take on as my career unfolds.
Well, I know you're one of the nicest guys on tour and hence all of the great congratulations words from your fellow PGA stars and people reaching out to you. It's been a little bit of a battle lately. What have you learned about yourself and your game as you try to take it to the next level? You get ready for the Memorial this weekend and then the U.S. Open around the corner. Because I know you're trying to win 2 and 3 and 8 and 10 tournaments and yet you have to just grow to number 2 first.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's exactly that. Just sticking with the process that got you your first one, not looking too far ahead. And the confidence is high, coming off a win, but you still have to take, baby steps, just to get to number 2. So that's the next goal really is. And that's the funny thing about winning is, is you want to keep doing it, and it gives you confidence. But you know, it takes you know, it's a process. You know, it's one that takes time, and you just continue to learn about yourself. And the thing is, for me, you know, the expectations have grown for myself. You know, and so each week, you know, after winning, you know, it's I think it is just about, you know, proving to yourself that you can do it again and try to get the second one. So I don't know if that makes it easier or harder, but that's definitely the goal. And so the expectations just start to grow, and, you know, after you get your first win. So that's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, I like where my game's headed. And the great thing I feel like about winning out here is you know, you kind of got that off your back.
Yep.
And now you can just kind of move forward. You know, your game's good enough. And just try to get better where you feel like you can.
Born in Salt Lake City, he's an up-and-coming rising star, Utah's own Tony Finau. It's your second year on tour, second full year. I watched, you know, Sunday, the back nine, watching Jordan Spieth. I know it's his home tournament, and there's pressure on him to win. And coming off, everybody knows what happened at Augusta. But what he did was just flat out ridiculous, and I mean, as a great golfer, do you sometimes go, man? I mean, those guys are good, and there's a reason why they're 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they shine the brightest when the lights are the brightest, and that's really, you know, what Jordan Spieth's game is all about. You know, that short game is really magical, but it's really fun to watch, really inspiring. You know, I think that guy, he makes putts when, you know, when you really need to make a putt, he makes them. And he's a great chipper and putter of the ball. You know, there's no way around it. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, it's a great clubs to be really good at coming down the stretch, you know, because you can afford to miss some shots. And as long as you can get up and down or make some key putts, and it seems like he does it every time. So it's great for him to bounce back the way that he has. And, you know, I really expect nothing less from a world-class athlete like himself. So it's a lot of fun to watch these guys and take care of business the way that they are, and continues to inspire, I think, a lot of the guys that are on tour.
No doubt. I like watching him just because, you know, when he'll marginally miss a shot and he's storming around, his caddy talks him off the ledge just about every hole. And, you know, he's human. He's human. I like to see that. Like, okay, the guy's not, you know, he doesn't have ice water in his veins. You know, he's losing it, but he manages to keep his grip on his game. It's a first time for us here. It's time. Just hold off. We got to play this little thing. It's our first time celebrity. You got to be kidding me.
The best.
You gotta be kidding me.
The worst.
You know, you gotta be kidding me.
The brilliant.
You gotta be kidding me.
And the embarrassing.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
It's time for You Gotta Be Kidding Me.
You gotta be kidding me.
You've gotta be kidding me.
On the Morning Drive with Tom Kirkland on ESPN 960.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's the first ever celebrity edition of You Gotta Be Kidding Me. Tony, we honor those who do stupid things and also the greatest things. And what you did on Sunday during your final round, take us through it, because it was a bad shot that ended up with, you know, an absolutely remarkable outcome and just worldwide feel good out of this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but it was actually on Saturday. I think I started to get a lot of coverage of it on
Saturday.
Sunday.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's okay. It was my third round Saturday. I pulled my tee shot on number 11, it's par 5. I actually hit a really good tee ball. Just got caught up with the wind a little bit and might have tugged it a touch, but flew over the left bunker and hit a girl, landed right on the girl's top of her head and bounced back towards the fairway. But I knew when I hit it, something was wrong because it bounced so hard. I said,
so you got you got a member's bounce?
Oh yeah, I got a member's bounce out of it, and it kicked towards the fairway. But I said I either hit a shot tracker or I hit somebody in the head or hit them hard somewhere. So as I was walking up, I see a bunch of people huddled around this person and a bunch of towels being brought over. So I knew it wasn't good. So I get there and girl is I hit her in the head and had some blood streaming down her face. I signed a glove for her and I told her how sorry I was, you know, and obviously things like that happen, but it was tough to really get the image out of my brain for the next few holes because I felt like, man, I might have just really seriously injured this person. So you know, at the end of my round, I requested that I get some information on this girl that I fit, because I felt extremely bad, and I just hope that I, for my peace of mind, I didn't want to. I hope I didn't really seriously injure the girl. So I thought it'd just be a cool thing for me to just kind of show up with maybe some flowers and chocolate and make me, hopefully, she's feeling better and hopefully she's okay. So that's what I did. And her family was super graceful and super grateful for that. I think I was just happy that she was okay again. For my peace of mind, I needed to just see that she was going to be okay, and so I can move forward with my mental approach. So that's really all it was. I wasn't expecting a lot of praise publicly for it. I wasn't expecting any at all. I just wanted to make sure her and her family knew that that I actually cared about her and that she was going to be okay again for my peace of mind. So that's kind of how it went down, and a lot has happened, has transpired. From that act, but I was happy. More importantly, that she's doing okay.
Right. Well, random acts of kindness from people who are sensitive and caring often ripple, and it is the feel good story of the PGA year, and it may last throughout the rest of the season. Her name is she's 26-year-old Elisa Butler, and I guess you had it on the down low until she went all social media on you on Instagram, yeah. Put a picture of her face, which was still had some blood on it and so forth. And luckily, I'm okay. All I needed was a few stitches. In a very stand-up gesture, he showed up at my door with flowers, chocolates, a get-well card. He stayed and talked with us for a bit. At Tony Finau Golf, I wish you the best of luck in the tour going forward. Signed, your new fan, your new favorite fan, Elisa, I forgive you. Hashtag pretty awesome story. #4. #ouch. #classact. and so what has happened since then? Who has reached out to you other than me?
Yeah, no, I mean, Golf Channel, I think, had a story on it, and PGA Tour. I've seen a link on ESPN. I've seen Bleacher Report. Right. I mean, it's definitely gone viral. And that, again, that wasn't my intent.
No, of course not.
I wanted to make sure that she was okay, and her family knew that. The person that hit her is concerned about her well-being. So that's what the bottom line was. But it's cool to see that she was able to, do that and reach out to me and let me know, how sincere or how great of an act that was. So it's really cool. I think I hope people are inspired by that. But most importantly, that she's doing okay. So that's what I'm happy about.
I know.
Seriously injure this girl.
No, exactly. And I know your humility precedes everything. And it's probably a little bit embarrassing for you to talk about yourself because I know that's not who you are. But kids out there, parents, if you're listening, they're role models who do great things. And sometimes the great things aren't on the course or on the court or on the field. It's what you do after, what you do in your quiet moments. And this speaks to who you are. And it's just an amazing gesture, but for you, just part of who you are, and I think that's why you're so admired here and throughout the world. And on the way out, just want to ask you how your game is set up for the Memorial at Jack's Course. In Dublin, it's challenging. Talk us through what your prep's like the next couple of days, and how you like the course. How's it set up for you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I always get asked the question, "What's my favorite golf course on tour?" And I guess I'm gonna kind of set myself up here, but I always say Memorial and Mirrorfield Village. The golf course is a great golf course. I had a great experience here last year. I played well. I finished eighth here last year, but last year's experience for me was one that I'll never forget. Jack asked me to do the clinic with him last year.
Wow.
The Wednesday before, so I did that, and that was amazing. And then went on to have a good week, and again, just the atmosphere. Jack really takes care of the players. While we're here, the food is probably second to none on all year on tour. So I'm a big fan of food, and just a fantastic week. And then the golf course on top of it is a world-class golf course. So I think it's a golf course that, that I proved to myself that I could play well on last year, and just one that I really enjoy playing. I think it has a lot of character. So a lot of good, from last year that I can build on hopefully this year. So I really look forward to this week. Again, I like where my game's at. I'm feeling pretty confident. Didn't have the weekend I wanted last week, but continue to learn and move forward, and that's all you can do. So I look forward to the challenge this week here at Memorial.
Well, we'll certainly be watching. And a quick question out the door: when Jack, and there's only one Jack, well, it's Jack Nicholson, but Jack Nicklaus is the bear. When he asks you to do a clinic with him. Is that another level of nervous?
It was. It really was. You know, at that point in time in my life, that was the most nervous I've ever been. Was
seriously
hitting shots in front of Jack, and this is actually the first time I've even ever met him.
Wow.
You know, was happened to be during this clinic, so it was an absolutely amazing experience and one that again that I'll never forget. But when I got that phone call from him, it was it was kind of shaking in my boots. It was like, man, I can't believe he's asking me to do the clinic. So again, a tournament that I'll never forget, and especially that experience. Now this being my second time around, I hope to play well.
Yeah, well, we're pulling for you. A lot of fans here and throughout the world now, certainly in and around Dallas, and certainly with the family of Elisa Butler, big fans for life there. And don't forget, your birthday's my birthday, so you know whatever happens, little something something for the effort. You know, don't go over that magic two number. Good luck, certainly at the Memorial and at the U.S. Open. We'll be catching up with you soon. Thank you so much for spending some of your precious free time with us here on the Morning Drive.
No problem. Thanks for having me on,
okay.
TK. I'll remember that birthday.
No. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's a gift enough. Thanks.
You got it. Thanks
okay.
for having me on.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.